This is Devin.
And this is Elmer.
Welcome to the Form Journey Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Form Journey Podcast. We are here on our series of Vocation for Mission. And so we are, Elmer and I tried to set the table with our Vocation to Mission episode.
Actually, Devin, we can just tell them. Yesterday we tried to set the table. We tried to put dessert first.
No, right.
We did. And obviously we messed it up.
Well, we don't have to tell them that. But now you have.
I have told them that. Yeah, I think it's okay to be...
Thanks, Elmer.
I don't want them to think that everything goes
all right,
well.
First of all,
seriously.
So anyway, we are with these interviews that we're doing on a series of Vocation for Mission. Our hope is that it'll be different courses of the meal, right?
Sure.
Just understanding where God might be at work at your work.
And I think, Devin, it's a maybe a reprogramming.
Yeah.
Of what we think. On how we go about work.
Yeah. Oftentimes, yeah. I mean, part of the, I think even just the mindset is we've got to go to church to find out
what to do.
Yeah. And I think oftentimes in these stories that we hear, we find that God's at work in people's vocations,
yes.
careers,
yeah.
jobs, places they live, work, and play. Yeah. So in these conversations, hearing what God is doing in people's lives in the vocation they have.
Sure. Okay, so today we get to have our great friends, Will and Courtney. We're excited to have them with us. They own a couple of businesses.
And they're doctors.
Wow, just throw that down.
Well,
just
doctors of pharmacy, let's be specific.
No.
Do we have to be specific?
Well, no, what I felt was that Devin had like extra, like, they're a doctor, Elmer, and you're not.
It is. You're just a reverend.
Devin has a shirt. That
and
says,
they have.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
They have other letters. They have other letters.
They
that,
do. All right.
In front of your names, right? Is that how it works?
In the back.
Oh, on the front. Back. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, guys, we are so excited. You own a couple businesses. So tell us who you are and what work you guys do. What do you guys do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm Will. And obviously we're both pharmacists, and as Elmer said, we own two pharmacies in the area, and we're drug dealers.
Legalized drug dealers.
They're friendly neighborhood pharmacists, right?
Yes.
Centralia Pharmacy, Tim's Pharmacy out in Yelm. Mm-hmm.
Just a shout out. There's a great little place right near Tim's that has some great food. I don't know what the business is called, but if you're in Yelm, find Tim's Pharmacy. You can go in there because there's some cool things to buy. But just go walk a little bit around the corner, and it's some
Masonry Cafe.
Oh yeah,
pretty bomb.
She has a great job.
It's so good.
Great food.
So good.
Yeah.
So we took a long journey to get to owning a pharmacy, but kind of thought that'd be their plan at some point in time. And Will opened the pharmacy here in Centralia May of 2017. And then because of our faith background and being Christian and some family ties, that gave us the opportunity for Tim's, which is a company that they have openly been bold about faith and have scripture and play Christian
cool.
music, and their owners definitely use their business as a ministry. And because we were part of that deal, they wanted to partner with us so that we could keep that legacy.
Yeah.
And then
sure.
that happened in August of 2018.
Cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, not August, November.
Anyway. Well, and so you guys met at, you guys are Cougars.
Mm-hmm.
At Washington
Go
State,
Cougs. Yep.
Right, and pharmacy school, all that, and
would you go to pharmacy school?
Where? Washington
at
State.
Washington.
Oh,
Go Cougs.
State.
Yeah,
okay.
Cougs.
I thought you meant. So you did your undergrad there too?
Yeah, sort of. I did.
Okay.
I skipped.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went straight into pharmacy school.
Didn't
high school.
Smart.
She's passed all.
Yeah,
the
I did. I did. I did running start. So
okay. All right.
I had all my prereqs when I graduated high school and got in the next
okay.
year. So
nice. You must be wicked smart, girl.
I was fake it till you make it.
Okay. I will take that.
Right. And super humble, but wicked smart.
Yeah.
Wicked smart.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're
yeah.
wicked smart.
Yeah.
Don't even lie to me.
And just focus on the prize. So, yeah. There's a lot of stalking involved to get Will to date me, but once he finally came around. It's been good.
Hey, by the way, children? Yes?
Two. 5 and 7.
Okay. Fun.
And they're wicked smart. Thanks to Will.
Fine. 5 and 7. That's good.
And sweet. Thanks to Courtney.
Oh, wow.
We're so close to Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
This is
yeah,
Mother's
this
Day.
It's going to tack that up on the board.
Yeah. The problem is this.
Consider
is,
me done.
The, the problem
that
is.
That was probably my card right there. That was it. That's all I get.
Hey, you can get a card at Tim's. I've been there.
You are correct, Elmer, but you would be surprised how many times Will comes card empty handed. Okay. So
it happens.
Card's on his heart. It's ready to open it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, the problem is this is going to get posted in a couple weeks, so it's going to be we'll be thinking about something else by then. we won't be thinking about Father's Day though.
Oh,
correct.
Well, let's not get into that.
We won't get into that. All right, where have you seen God at work in your vocation?
Well, obviously we're in healthcare, so it'd be we see God at work all the time. You know, cool. You hear stories from customers. You know, we have a lot of, we see it all. I mean, we see the good things and we see the bad things. A lot of our customers, in particular at Tim's, you know, we've had customers come to us and ask for prayer. You know, it's just conversing with them, seeing how God works in their lives, even, you know, whether it deals with health or family or, you know, various other things. You know, those opportunities kind of come up all the time in healthcare, mm-hmm. it seems.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I think two more back story. I mean, just like kind of the path that's led us along to show us where God has proven himself to us and what experiences we've had. And then now being in ownership, we get to really be more bold in how we approach it. And we have a different dynamic as far as our two businesses. In Centralia, we have such a strong Christian community, and that is really great to see. And so when we do start to open up and share that to customers, it's amazing the response and the conversations that get to be had because of our just normal relationships with them. And then when the opportunity arises where you can have those conversations, they're open to it and want to hear, and it's fills you up, fills them up. Awesome. And then, but as far as Tim's, like the fact that it's a openly bold expression of Christianity, and when you walk in, you know, and we have definitely tailored it to fit our personalities better from the other generation to this generation, and so that's been changed a little bit, but that is what the previous owners did, so they have already opened up and laid a foundation for customers to say, like, will you pray with us? Will you please keep scripture on the reader board? So, because when we drive by, that does fill us up. Or can you make sure that you play Christian music? Or maybe you can you make sure that there aren't other things played besides Christian music? So there's a balance there for sure. Because we want to make sure that we are including all of God's people and make sure that we can also speak to those who may not believe. So,
sure. So you're playing Tower of Power. Right.
What you just
might have been a time honestly, when it was playing some Highway to Hell, and that might have not been quite what the audience was looking for. So that's just
Elmer's just it's all about Elmer when he's asking these questions.
No, it's not.
Let me
no.
give him some Tower
you know
power.
It's funny.
It is when, a good song though.
When yeah, isn't it?
It is a good song. Sorry. Anyway.
When Will, you mentioned about praying, it sparked a thought. Years ago, I was on a mission trip with some students from New York, and I had Dr. Yarder, Dr. Scherfe with me. And they were praying with the patient, and they were talking. We were in Mexico, and so they were talking about how that they do that here in the States. And it was interesting because the students were going, you can do that? And they're like, well, yeah, you just ask, would you like me to pray? And they were like, oh, I didn't think that was okay, that would be something, that would be crossing a line. They're going, well, we're giving them permission to say no.
Right.
But it's more than likely, the individual is going to say, I trust you as a surgeon, but I think I'd like a higher power helping out too.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so that just made me think, because I think some people in the medical, you know, as particularly students, maybe don't know that is something that is is not only acceptable, but it is welcomed, particularly by the individual who's needing your care.
Right. There's a balance for sure.
It's hard to find that balance because you're taught for a long time that you want to be
respectful
and mindful of other people's beliefs, which is true. But I think on the flip side of that, we also can't be afraid to express our own beliefs and, you know, look for those opportunities to reach out to people when it's needed, because it is
great.
Needed.
I love it.
And that's, it's hard in the medical community, especially to find that. I guess it's posturing yourself in a way to be available to people and look for those opportunities.
Sure.
Because God will bring them to you. And I think if you're open to it,
that's the question. Nah. Is God at work? And you're like, that's the moment. You know, when we are intentionally looking for him to be going, I think this might be where I could partner with him.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference when you, like my wife and I have been a part of other pharmacies. And when you guys, with Centralia Pharmacy took over, it had closed. The previous pharmacy there had closed, correct?
Correct.
And you guys bought the business and
we weren't around to be able to help them before they closed completely, so we did start from scratch. But yes, there was a foundation of a pharmacy being in that location before. Yeah. Yes.
But when you guys moved in with Centralia Pharmacy, we quickly switched over, sending all of our meds and prescriptions and all that stuff, because there is something different. Now, I was in there this week getting my COVID vaccine shot, and you have to wait around in case something happens. Nothing did, but wait around. So you're just sitting in the lobby area for...
Were you people watching?
I was. It gave me an opportunity to sit there. And here's what I observed.
Here we go.
This is Devin Unhinged. Here
I like
we go.
It. Right. I like what it.
Is,
I like it.
Well, here's what I observed sitting there just having to wait. But I saw I viewed as this is your typical neighborhood pharmacy where people come in off the street, people walk in, drive in, and they are greeted warmly. It's almost as if they're family when they walk in. It's not like they're walking into a business, but they're walking into familiar faces and a friendly hello. And there was one gal that walked in and was picking up, I believe, a prescription or medication for family or friend. I'm not sure who, but the conversation that ensued about thank you for the update about this person she was getting medication for, that they're doing better. And I was like, man, that is so encouraging. And I was like, that's the kind of place I want to come and it not feel like it's, sterile, sort of just a business, but it's family. And so then other people, you know, conversations that are going on, people that are even there in there quickly, I was like, this is it. This is what kingdom looks like. This is what kingdom looks like when it's a business, when it's a pharmacy that is in the business of caring for people and their ongoing care.
Sure.
Right? They only see a doctor for a little bit, but like even in conversations with you guys, there's ongoing care even with the pharmacist, where I used to think the pharmacist was just the person who's going to hand me the pills.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And it wasn't until I met you guys and I realized, well, no, there's actually further care that happens in more than just handing over the prescription medication. But like, how is it going and what you're taking and what are you experiencing? And these kind of questions about the medication you're taking that's been prescribed by a medical doctor that then is handed over to you guys. And I hear from those conversations and from even just being in there for those 20 minutes of... This is what the care looks like when it.
Yeah,
goes
I think
beyond.
Some of that Devin is that's what Will and Courtney. That's them.
Yeah,
that's you, and I will say to you, not all pharmacists. I remember my oldest. He followed a pharmacist because he was looking at some medical stuff, and he followed for I think a day or two, and he was like, "Dad, he just counts pills," and he didn't see this side. Where there's some maybe ministering going on, some loving mm-hmm. caring going on. What he saw was the counter of the pills and goes, I don't want to be on my feet counting pills the whole time.
Right.
So he decided to be a podiatrist and he smells stinky feet.
Exactly. And, you know, thank you, Devin, for that's, we like to hear that. Cause that's the environment we're trying to foster there. Right. Yeah,
totally.
And so, but our challenge is we want it to be not just us, not just correct. Courtney and I, you know, we want that to come out in every, mm-hmm. every employee, you know, and that's our constant work is how do we develop a culture and an environment
yeah.
where you feel that emanating from everything. Right. And I think a lot of that has to do with our faith-based approach to our employees mm-hmm. and our business.
Yeah. Because you're not just pharmacists, you're business owners. You've got employees that you're managing and hiring and training.
But I mean,
who are taking care of families. I mean, there's...
Yeah, I mean, I...
How many employees do you have?
Over 30.
Yeah. Wow. That's
30
great.
Something. Probably 30, close to 35. Getting close there. But I have always loved being a pharmacist. And I have in all of my different job or like locations where I have worked as a pharmacist have relationships are the most important part for me. And so I have found them in other locations, but here is so much different. Like, I mean, 80-90% of everyone walking through the door, like we know who they are and I want to know who they are. And I want to know a little bit more about their history and their family. But you can treat someone completely different. If you know what their normal life obstacles are, then you can like treat the person and not what they're saying. Cause you know, pharmacy is not fun because, in the fact that most of the time you're determination of what you like your attitude is already determined before you come to the pharmacy. You've gone to the doctor, you've gotten the advice
you're either
upset, you wanted
or excited
or you didn't want right. you found out you need to work on something that you want to or you don't want to
right.
you had to wait for that encounter, hopefully you didn't but you probably did, and then you had to do labs and then you had to do this and you had to do that, and then you come to me and then I say I'm going to charge you like $400 and that's not my necessarily. And most other locations, you know, they're going to wait forever to get the prescription. You're going to call and you're going to say, it's going to take an hour. Well, I don't want that to happen, but I want to have a relationship. So I can be like, hey, something's going on. Like maybe we can try something different or we can do this. And so pharmacy sometimes can be very retail and pharmacy are very, like
right.
pretty much the same as you can get a hard shell. But if we establish where we're people, like the interaction you're talking about, I know who we're talking about, and the wife was the caregiver to the husband, and she's in the hospital, and the family can't go see. He has dementia. We've been watching it and talking with on the outsides, like communicating with the doctors and letting them know that we don't think he's doing as well. And the family hadn't stepped in because the wife had been taking care of it and compensating for that. And so when she came in and just said, hey, what's going on? And my staff, my technician, Sherry, which is amazing. She says, you know, hey, how is he? And how can we help you with him?
Yeah.
And what do we need to do for her if when she gets out and all this that goes on? And like, that's the kind of stuff that like it's wonderful. And they're great people and we are happy to help and we're glad that they're all doing okay.
So, Devin,
it's a whole, it's a community and like, and I just love,
you talk about the culture you're working at creating. Within Tim's mm-hmm. and within Centralia Pharmacy of the patients that you care and have that come in that they are feel like they this is an extension of their whole medical care.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And you're asking,
I'm going to see you month to month. Your doctor's going to see you once, twice a year if you're not doing great, more than that. So,
right.
I mean, we're going to see you consistently.
Yeah. Our part of the challenge is, you know, in general, healthcare is a complicated thing. It's not simple. And there's a lot that's outside of the control of what we have control over.
Right.
But what are those things that we do have
control
and influence over?
Right. Yeah.
How we approach our customers when they walk in, you know, the $400 copay, you know, I can't really influence that all the time, you know,
right.
almost none of the time. but, you know, we can find solutions and help them and you know, work with them to understand
Are you thinking like a generic? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
All kinds of situations.
That's not that. I mean, $400,
common. But your approach to that, you know, like,
it does happen.
We don't want to be, oh, it's $400, have a nice day.
And then you leave it there.
Hey, you know, like, having some empathy with them, you know, trying to find solutions for them. And that, you know, like I said, having those relationships with people really changes their approach to that. And it also provides opportunities to have discussions with them about faith. And it's weird how that comes up.
Right.
No. Yeah.
It's not weird. It's just, you know, we know that God's working in
you
people
have a
and hopefully through
you
us.
You have that
to,
trust,
you know,
and you can then have those conversations. Yeah.
So, Devin, what I was going to say just a moment ago, I think we're answering question number three.
Yeah.
Can you just read question
yeah.
number three?
Because
we're there, aren't we?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this
yeah.
is how this works. We're having
right.
a conversation.
No, I know, but
I kind of was like three, four, and five are blended together. They're going to happen all together.
I'm looking down at the next question. I think we're answering that
question.
Yeah, right.
Question
out.
One, who are you? There we go.
Yeah, question three is how do you partner with God in his redemptive work in the world? And I think we've been talking about that in the culture that you're...
Compassion over selfishness. Because obviously, you guys are compassionate.
And I think that's
again,
where...
Again, not just us. That,
we
that,
make sure we are aware that this is bigger than us.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Like...
So if we've done... We're stewards of mm-hmm. of
this,
everything. You
this
know,
incredible
what,
gift that God's given.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we focus and our focus every day is how do we get, you know, everyone involved to do these things? Because if the day comes tomorrow, I'm not here. We want, you know, our business to continue serving people the same way it is with us there. So that's how we're always approaching things.
Kind
of sounds
like discipleship, Devin.
I was going to say.
We're not perfect. We do have employee issues. We do have staff issues every now and then. We do have work stuff. We know we are human and we innately make mistakes and we aren't perfect for sure. And so if my employees are listening, they'll know that that's true. But just want to make this. That's a disclaimer that I don't want you to think that. But like
we love all of you.
Good job.
We can't do it if we don't have them, but we also want them to, you know, I read something somewhere because I thrive off of reading how to make myself better and lead like form has done for us. But as far as like just how I have to continually prove and show the same example time and time again of how I would help someone so that my employees know exactly how I would help them in the same fashion. And so, yes, I have friends. Yes, I have ones that will send me a message and, hey, can you do this extra special and different and whatnot? And I love that. But I also want them to be able to be helped by everyone. And so we try to make decisions and make it so that our employees and our staff, I don't like saying employees, but our crew, like they see us do it, so they feel confident that they can do it too. So
I think, Devin, the scripture I think of is, we just read it this week in the Moravian, follow me as I follow Christ.
And
you guys are doing that. Mm-hmm. Follow me as I minister, or, and maybe minister is a really dorky word at this point, but as I serve the mm-hmm. community that
right.
I care that I love. And so as I do it, you do it. I saw a doctor yesterday and I was talking to him about my weight. Courtney, you know, we talk about chips all the time. And I was talking to the guy about chips and he said, well, there's a reason why they say you can only have one. You can't have one. He goes, they're just honest about their addiction. You know, so we were talking mm-hmm. about that and I'm looking at this guy and I'm watching his bicep move while he's typing. And I'm looking at this chiseled face and this neck.
I feel like I know who you're
chest,
talking about.
And I'm looking at him as he's doing this and I'm thinking, and I just said, you know, I just got to say something to you, Doc. I said, this is kind of what I do. What I do is this is my saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Because oftentimes in discipleship, individuals will say, oh, follow Christ. And then there's no responsibility on me
we're
to do.
We're off the hook.
Right,
yeah, we're off the
right.
hook. And I said, I want you to know that is something that it took me 6 months to be able to answer the question, is my life worth imitating? And I said, I want you to know right now, I'm looking at you going, your life is worth imitating in the area of health. And he just looked at me, he smiled at me, and I said, Your life is worth imitating. So whatever you're typing there, I can't tell you honestly if I'm going to do everything you say on that before you're typing, but I want you to know you've got my attention because I'm looking across and I'm watching that bicep thing move. And he's just, it's like, wow.
All right. He's drooling now. So,
Will and I, we know we're not perfect and we want to work on our health too.
But I think as you give that example,
as you care for
crew,
people,
to your crew.
Yeah.
It comes across.
It comes across. And obviously Devin saw it.
Yeah, I totally saw it. I was thinking as I was sitting there, I can't believe I accepted anything less to the other places that I've been, because it's like this is clearly how I want to be treated.
Totally.
And when I see other people being treated like this and cared for in this way, I'm like, man, other people are missing out when there isn't that kind of interaction and a conversation on the continued health and care for an individual, and that their pharmacist is a part of that care plan.
Totally. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it kind of goes into your next question, but I think when you have a vested interest in the health of the community, you know, you are a part of and you live in, it comes through in the work you do. I mean, that we believe that extended out to other businesses as well, just in, you know, our pharmacy
some really
world.
There's strong Christian businesses in this area make it a lot easier for us to, you know, imitate that.
Absolutely.
And project that.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, cool. Devin, we're about two things.
Yes, we are. What are we about? Two things.
I don't know. You tell me.
Kingdom stories.
And
discipleship that is reproducible.
All right. You're the man.
We'll check you guys later.
This podcast is produced by Ian Goodell, and if you would like to contact us, visit formjourney.com as well as Facebook and Instagram. We would love to hear your kingdom stories, and thanks for listening. God bless.